And now to a classical takedown. That's Pachelbel's Canon in D, and it appears on one of the hottest releases of the year, 50 Shades of Grey, the classical album.
Yes, the classical album. It's composed of works that inspired author E.L. James while she was writing her steamy best-selling trilogy. And it has spent 11 weeks on Billboard's Classical Traditional Albums chart, 10 of those in the top slot.
But now, 50 Shades of Grey has been knocked from first place by, well, a different shade altogether.
Come now,
the new number one album is called Advent at Ephesus by the Benedictines of Mary, Queen of Apostles. That's a group of singing nuns from Missouri.
I doubt that they even know what 50 Shades of Grey is, much less anything in the top 200. I mean, they're really unplugged.
That's Monica Fitzgibbons, co-founder of De Montfort Music, the nuns' record label.
The album features Gregorian chants and traditional English and Latin hymns. The Singing Sisters have recorded 3 albums before this one, but Advent at Ephesus is their first with a major label and national distribution, and their first number one hit.
There's nothing like this out there on the market.
That's Mother Cecilia, who appears on the album. She's the leader of the group.
I mean, I think that along with that hidden desire, maybe in many souls, to turn to the spiritual side, I think that's what is making this a success.
As for the success of that now number two album on Billboard's Classical Traditional Albums chart, Monica Fitzgibbon says,
it just goes to show you that art is different for everybody.
All Things Considered continues right after this.